Welcome to Ancient Faith Presents. I'm Bobby Maddox, Operations Manager of Ancient Faith Radio. And today I will be speaking with Dr. Maria Curry, an author and humanitarian living in Taiba, Palestine. Welcome to the program, Dr. Curry.
Thank you very much for having me on the program, Bobby.
Well, it has been a while since we last spoke, so why don't we reintroduce you to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, Bobby, I'm a Greek-American married to a Palestinian that I met at Helena College. And for over 20 years, I've returned to his home village of Taiba, which is the only all-Christian village that is left now in Palestine. And we are working very hard there to have a different faith for Palestine and waiting for freedom and waiting for basic human rights for everyone and trying to put Taiba on the global map so people will come walk the footsteps of Christ and come to this small all-Christian village that exists outside of Jerusalem.
Yes, tell us a little bit about this community.
Well, Taiba is ancient Ephraim. It's mentioned in the Gospel of John 11:54, where we're well known for receiving Jesus right before his crucifixion. And so Jesus came out before he had the glorious entry into Jerusalem, was captured and was crucified. So it was the last spot in Ephraim in modern Taiba where Jesus spent with his disciples and his mother more than 2,000 years ago. And we feel that the place is a peaceful place and we want people to come and visit. But unfortunately, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues and we hope and pray for better times. And here in Taiba, we are a community of less than 2,000 people. We have three churches. In addition to the Greek Orthodox Church, we have the Roman Catholic Church, which there we call Latin Church, and the Melkite Church, which there we call Greek Catholic. So we're half hour outside of Jerusalem, 10 minutes up from the Mount of Temptation. And at night, it's very beautiful. We can see the lights of the outskirts of Jerusalem. And also on the opposite side, we can see the lights of Amman, Jordan, because we are technically in one of the highest points in the area is where Taiba sits.
Right. Well, you mentioned the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Expound on that a bit. Tell me about the tensions in this region of the world.
Well, unfortunately, one country's great glory in establishing Israel in 1948 was a catastrophe for Palestine, and more than 500 villages were erased from the face of the map in order to make way for the new nation of Israel. More than 750,000 Palestinians ran at gunpoint to save their lives. But in 1967, our area of Taiba was also, with a six-day war, came under Israeli control. And so since that day, all around the mountaintops, we've continued to see Israeli settlements constantly going up with Israel's effort to make 100% Jewish homeland. And Israel controls the borders, the roads, the natural resources. It's making day-to-day living quite difficult. So throughout the years, since 1948, of course, many Palestinians want to go to a better place to put food on the table, but they can't survive the wars, the occupation. So our Christian population has continued to deplete. Out of the 4.5 million Palestinians that are in Gaza and in the West Bank, we're less than 1.3% that are Christian people. And we hope in the very land where Christ was born, where Christ was crucified and resurrected, to keep a small Christian population and to witness for Christ and to witness for Christ's peace and love in a land that really has been torn apart with war and violence.
Why is it important for Orthodox Christians to come to Taiba to visit?
I believe that walking the footsteps of Christ is a beautiful spiritual journey that in the early centuries, the Holy Fathers have even said that it's the fifth gospel, and we pray for peace and stability. So as people come to walk the footsteps of Christ, they might consider coming into a small Christian community like us so that they could see the living stones. And we've worked there very hard. We have the new Taiba Golden Hotel. It's an 80-room hotel to try to encourage people to come out to a small little Christian community and boost our economy, because basically we will die out if Christian communities in America and across the globe don't connect to communities. And it's a huge boost in economy when people come into the village.
And as you said, you and your husband have been involved there for many years now. And in fact, your husband was at one time the mayor, and your family owns a brewery. What can you tell us about that?
Well, for our day-to-day living, we make the Taiba beer, which is the Palestinian beer, since 1994. And the whole idea was, after the Oslo Agreement, where we thought it would be a two-state solution, where in 1993, in front of the White House, Israeli leaders and Palestinian leaders signed the Oslo Peace Agreement. We've been waiting since that day, and my husband returned as a way to help build Palestine, create jobs, and making Taiba beer as the national beer, because we wanted to show the world, if we have a country, if we have freedom, we too can make great products like Israel, like America, like other countries. And in the last 3 years, we've established also the Taiba winery. And although there's more than 300 Israeli wineries, we're the first Palestinian family-owned winery. And again, trying to have a different face for Palestine, boost the economy, try to put Taiba on the map, encourage people to come out to the village. And the Taiba Golden Hotel opened its doors now in the last year, in 2015. So we have great hope that one day there will be freedom, since we suffer day to day under Israeli military occupation. And we want people not to be afraid to come and to visit us, because especially the last few months, since October 1, 2015, there seems to be a new uprising, because people are fed up with not having freedom and are fed up with not being free and living under occupation, that all the nonviolent action in the last 10 years has sort of been ignored by the world, and only violence seems to get attention. So we're looking into a period where, even just on Sunday, the 17th of January, there's been in Jerusalem at the Dormition Abbey Monastery on Mount Zion hate slogans written on the monastery. And this is something sometimes in the U.S. media we don't hear about. You hear when Palestinians are stabbing people because they're fed up and they need freedom, but you never hear all the hate crimes and the settler attacks that have been taking place in the last year.
So it sounds like the experience of visiting Taiba is also important in terms of getting the whole story regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
For us in Taiba, we're working very hard to try to promote a location that, with the three illegal Israeli settlements that are closing in on us on the mountaintops, with the water shortage Palestinian villages having last in priority in water, we're trying to let the world know that we're there, and we're asking for people to pray for peace, and we're asking for people to come walk the footsteps of Christ, not to be afraid to come to the Holy Land, and not to be afraid to come to a Palestinian Christian location and to visit us in Taiba.
Well, when we spoke in preparation for this interview, you mentioned that it's actually a very special time in the Holy Land right now, that in fact, three Christmases are being celebrated in the Holy Land. What did you mean by that?
Well, because we're such few Christians, and all of the Orthodox faithful in the Holy Land celebrate all of the holy days according to the old calendar, which is 13 days later on the regular new calendar. Ever since the Oslo Agreement in the early 90s, the Christian community in Taiba and outside of Jerusalem and Bethlehem all decided to celebrate Christmas on the new calendar on December 25, and to celebrate the Holy Pascha, Easter, on the old calendar. However, still the liturgy takes place 13 days later. So we celebrate in Bethlehem on the Western calendar, the 25th December. And then the Orthodox liturgy at the Holy Nativity Church at the midnight Christmas Eve on January 6th. And actually today, since it is the eve of the Epiphany, the Holy Theophany, the Armenian Orthodox Palestinian community celebrate the birth of the Lord on the day of the baptism. So there were big celebrations in Jerusalem today, going all the way into Bethlehem with the scouts. And this is why we have three times celebrating Christmas in the Holy Land with the new calendar, the old calendar, and the Armenian Orthodox Christmas.
Well, for those who are listening to this right now and are intrigued by this unique celebration of Christmas, intrigued by the brewery that you and your husband run there in Taiba, and the chance to spend some time, as you say, walking in the footsteps of Christ, and they are ready to sign up and make a trip, what recommendations do you have for someone who is thinking about traveling to Palestine?
Well, first of all, it's so important. We do want churches to think about making pilgrimages, and we do want Taiba to be included in the agenda. That's so very important to us. And we hope that our village of Taiba, the way that it's got its name, is because throughout the years, Christian people have always been very peaceful. And so in the 12th century, when the Islamic leader conquered the area, he called the people Taibin because they fed his horses, they fed the soldiers. And this is how we dropped the name Ephraim and picked up the new modern name Taiba. And we hope that communities throughout America would want to connect to our small Christian community so that we can have this lifeline, and we can have people that also pray for peace to come in a land that has been torn apart by violence, because we feel that witnessing for Christ's peace and Christ's love is so important, that the whole world right now needs to be led by the true light of Christ. And we are an example of that in the small village of Taiba. One very crazy event that we have been doing, trying to use our good name of the Taiba beer for many years, since 2005, we've had a village celebration, the Taiba Oktoberfest. And I hope and pray for peace so that we continue to do this Taiba Oktoberfest, where it's been a huge big booster to the economy, where people that sell honey have sold more honey that day than the whole year. And again, trying to have a different face for Palestine so people can know that we too are normal, regular people needing freedom, needing sovereignty. Not all the Palestinians are terrorists. So highly recommend that people come to our small village of Taiba.
Very good. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today, Maria, before I let you go?
I think many churches across the United States and across the globe have helped us with projects in the village. St. George Greek Orthodox Church, our church, has built 24 housing units to help families, to give them hope to stay there. And our Taiba Education Fund continues to support students at the elementary schools and also college students. And so I sincerely thank people that have supported the village of Taiba, and I encourage people to Google Taiba and know more about our church community and God's humor of using beer to bring attention to a small place, that when people come for tours, for a beer tour, they actually discover we're the only all-Christian village that's left now in the West Bank in Palestine. And we hope to continue to be there and to have a good future despite of all the conflicts.
Very good. I thank you so much for talking with me today, Dr. Curry.
Thank you. And I hope people will also support one of my books, Christina Goes to the Holy Land, because it was my small effort living there, trying to take this little character to walk the footsteps of Christ and to promote a small village of Taiba at the end, since it's my book and it seems to be my mission and my passion to ask people to come to this small little town.
Excellent. Well, I'll be sure to include a link in the podcast episode description to that book so listeners can get a hold of it. All right. Well, once again, I've been speaking with Dr. Maria Curry. I'm Bobby Maddox, and this has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.